John chapter number 7. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Feel the presence of the Lord. This ain't the first time I preached on this. And I don't feel that'll be the last time. Amen. I felt like the Lord. Amen. Gave his message to me some time ago and had several people on my mind. Amen. Matter of fact, just got done preaching, and I was coming back across the old High River. Brother Earl and the Lord gave me this little sermon right here. Praise the Lord. John chapter number 7, verse number 37. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Thirst. Let him come unto me and drink. And I like this verse. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers.
Rivers.
Rivers of living water. Amen. Glory to God. I want to preach a little bit here tonight. When rivers deliver. Hallelujah. When rivers deliver. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. That power in the river. Hallelujah. The water is the Spirit of Christ. Amen. As we read through the Bible, we read about the water and its representation of the Spirit. Amen. There is power, amen, in life in this river. Amen. Quickened by faith, it flows forth. Amen. As rivers, kind life, kind refreshment. Amen. Amen. The believer shall be the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A source of life. It shall not be a limited quantity in the vessel of gold and silver, but it shall be as rivers bursting forth in their strength and their fullness. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I'd like to have a river of this living water. I'd like to have the power of this river in my soul.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. From within him, his mind, his heart, shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. He shall receive spiritual blessing, a divine grace, and so great abundance. Amen. He shall not only be refreshed and comforted, but he shall be instrumental in refreshing and comforting others. Amen. The power of this river comes pouring forth with such a powerful force that it washes out doubts. It washes out fears. Amen. There is a fullness in Christ of an overflowing measure. I said there is a fullness of Christ, an overflowing measure. Oh, this river is powerful. Amen. This river, amen, has a constant flow. This river has a great source. Amen. Coming and proceeding from the throne room of grace. Oh, yes, it does. I know where the source of the river is. Amen. It's flowing from Emmanuel's vein. That's the source and the spirit, amen, of this river.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Come on.
Anybody, amen, know anything about the river? Glory to God. I'm just going to have to preach the way I feel. Amen.
Oh,
hallelujah.
All right.
I didn't have this in my notes, but I just thought about it. Over in Malachi. Amen. He said, hey, maybe I'll just not read this quote. Y'all read it. Amen. He said he'd open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you couldn't even contain. Oh my, it's an ever flowing river. It's coming from the throne of God. All his blessings are being poured out. Amen. It's coming out of us and flowing to the world with such strength and such power.
Come on now.
Glory.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's read over here John chapter number 4. Hallelujah. This little woman's coming down to the well here. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And now Jacob's well was there. Jesus therefore being weary with his journey sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour that cometh the woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For the disciples were going away into the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it thou being a Jew askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Amen. From whence then hast thou living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thou himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well springing up in everlasting life. And this woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither at all. But hallelujah, give me evermore. Give me this water. Let me have that. And I never thirst again. Give me that. That's the powerful. It springs up in my soul. It's springing up in everlasting life. It's springing up with great redemption. It's springing up in great faith. That's the water. That's the river I'm preaching about.
Yes, Lord.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. You know where it's all coming from.
Come on.
Amen. That's the way the Spirit of God is. It's like the wind.
Right.
You can hear the sound of it.
Yeah.
You can't tell when it's coming or when it's gone.
Sure.
So is everyone that's born of the Spirit of God. Amen. Where does it all come from?
Yes.
Brother Johnny Lewis came down and preached for us the other day, and he got talking about taking little Johnny when he was a child up to the Niagara Falls. I've never been there, maybe you have. And on the way up there, come up to that falls, Brother George, little Johnny said, Dad, what are we going to see a waterfall for? We got a waterfall, Brother Johnson, up there behind that old red house up there where Dan lives. It's about 4 or 5 feet high. Water comes off. That's a waterfall.
Yeah.
No doubt, Brother, that's what he thought about.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Just a little bit of water.
Yeah.
Just a small amount of water.
All right.
Praise the Lord. But he said, Brother Jason, we got up there, and he said we wasn't even near the falls. And we got out of the vehicle. And little Johnny looked at his daddy and said, what's that noise?
What's that noise?
Yes, come on.
What's that sound? He said, son, that's the falls. Amen. And he finally saw that cascading down. Billions of gallons coming down off that falls. Hallelujah. I don't think I've ever saw falls. But daddy like that. Amen. Amen. Where's all that water coming from? And where's all that water going? It's a powerful river. Amen.
All right.
And
come
glory
on.
To God. Can I introduce you to the Niagara Falls of the power of God?
Yeah.
Where are we coming from?
Come on.
It's coming down from heaven. Where are we going to preacher? It's going out to the land. It's saving souls. It's redeeming people. It's forgiving sin. It's a powerful river. It delivers. Amen. This river delivers.
Amen.
Praise God. I feel the Lord here. about that part that said, spring it up.
Spring it up.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe we'll go, praise God, spring it up. Oh, I feel like I'm going to spring it up sometime.
Come on.
Amen. Brother Dan, you ever saw an artesian well? Amen. Now, some of you might not know what an artesian well is. That's a well that water's shooting out of the ground up past the casing. Amen. Just keeps a steady flow shooting out straight up.
Amen.
Spring it up.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
They had one of them over at Buckhorn at that school years ago. You took the cap off and go, water could be shooting just like that, the water coming with a pipe roll, brother. Amen. Just water shooting right up.
Yeah.
Amen. Where's all that water coming from? Brother Earl, where ain't it, Earl? Did all that water come from? Amen. This one old man already had a little well, but brother, he said, I need you guys come down here and drill me a well. And they got down and started drilling him a well. Amen. And the guy come in, he said, look here, we've hit a good stream of water that'll supply your house. You ain't got to worry. He said, keep drilling. They come back in and said, look here, we hit a stream right here that will supply you and your neighbor and everybody. Plenty of water coming in. Amen. He said, keep drilling.
Keep on drilling.
I don't understand it.
All right.
I just don't understand. We got plenty of water, look like. Amen. After a while, every time they come in and tell me got more water, he'd say, keep on drilling. And brother, after a while, they hit a gusher.
Yes.
And that water, brother, was shooting out of that cage, putting up out of the ground. And that guy said, hey, buddy, you got all the water you can ever handle. Come out here and look. And that old man ran out there and he stuck his hand out in that water. It was shooting up out of the ground, springing up. And that old man said, let the neighbors throw their dead cat in my well now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what the devil tries to do. He tried to say, man, throw a dead cat in your well. Then he tried to pollute the well. But I'll tell you one thing, if you get this river flowing out of your soul, the devil won't be able ever to stop the well. He can't stop the river. He can't stop the flow. This river will go in there. It'll set you free.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Ain't it wonderful? Live by the river, heaven.
Glory to God.
Amen. Thank this you, river you, is a powerful river.
Lord.
Glory to God. How many ever had any dealings with beavers? Beavers.
Yeah. I don't know.
I preached this over at Bill Wise the other day.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's Lord give me while I was preaching. Them old beavers.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. They'll destroy a place.
Oh, yeah.
They're kind of like the devil.
Yeah.
Amen. He'll stop your river up.
Yeah, he will.
He'll destroy your river.
Yeah.
He'll destroy your prayer life. He'll destroy you, amen, from going to church. He'll hold you back, brother. He'll take away your commitment. Amen. He'll start bringing little things and stacking them up before you. You can't go now. The beavers were destructive.
Yeah, they are.
That one guy took off his dynamite of water, blew that beaver dam out. Blowed it away. Amen. The next day he went out there and didn't kill them stupid beavers. Don't you know they had it all built back?
Yeah, right back to it.
Right on back. Right on back.
Yeah.
I went over in Virginia one time, and them boys like coon hunting. And me and old brother Jonathan Roberts concluded without the proper equipment, brother Jonathan, we'd go coon hunting. I was driving a little black Camry car, amen, and I had just my normal run-around clothes, didn't have no blader boots, nothing, and I told Jonathan, I said, well, if we get out there and it's too bad, we'll just wait at the car.
Yeah,
that wasn't right. George, my dog, trees, I'm going. I'm going. Amen. So, hear me, Brother Jonathan Roberts. Amen. Started out in there. Don't you know that dog treed in a swamp that the beavers had caught? It used to be a real pretty, real pretty field, but he wasn't no more. Here's a pierced heart, brother. And here's me and Brother Jonathan. We're stepping on little tufts of grass. Easing along with Testy, you know, easing through there. And the next thing I knew, old Brother Jonathan went up to about his waist in a big hole. He kind of looked at me and said, what are we going to do? I said, you're wet now, let's go. Next thing you know, Brother Jonathan, down I went. We were soaking wet. Amen. Found the tree, got the coon. Amen. We had to ride home, had to get back. Put on the car seat and everything. Why? Because what was once a real pretty field was now a swamp. Amen. Because the beavers have caused it to back up and destroyed that field. Amen. He'll try to stop the water flow. He'll try to stop your prayer life. He'll try to stop your spiritual life.
Yeah.
He'll build a damn man. They're trying to hold back the power of God.
Yeah. That's right.
Them stupid little beavers. I hope you don't get offended when I use that word. Praise God. Sometimes I don't want no fits. Praise the Lord. Amen. Them little kind beavers. Don't get offended at me, please. Amen. Them little beavers tried down the South Fork. The Kentucky River's made up right there below my house. South Fork goes up toward my house. Amen. Pretty decent sized river. Amen. The Kentucky River flows right down here to y'all's river. Hallelujah. But them little old beavers got in there and built them up a few little dams. Amen. But y'all heard about that flood that came through here a few months ago. Anybody hear about that? Amen. Goodbye, beavers. Amen. Them beavers, when they built that dam, they weren't expecting that flood to come. They weren't expecting that outflow into that river to get up. They weren't expecting that powerful rain to come.
Come on.
Hey! I tell you what, if the devil's been trying to build any beaver dams in your life, I pray until the rain started coming.
Hey,
until I hear the thunder start rolling. Until I saw the light and start flashing. And I say, look out now, devil. Because of the river coming, it's going to wash you out. This river, it's going to deliver. It's going to breathe. And I'm going to move by the Holy Ghost. That hatred you had, washed it out.
Washed it out.
Jesus.
That discontentment you had went down the river.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That little feeling you had toward that brother or sister.
Washed it out.
Yes.
All right.
I'm saying, Brother Earl, that nearly hated people. You know what I mean, really?
Come on.
They nearly hated them. One good outpouring of the river coming right out of Emmanuel's veins washed it down the river. And Brother George, they got a pally offer, hugged that brother's neck, and with a smile on their face, said, I love you, brother. If there's anything I can do to help you, I'll do it. Amen. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And there's somebody here that's got down just a little trickle, just a little small strain, and it's all stopped up. The well's got to be dug back out. You've got to get a hold of God again for your life. If you want delivered, you wait on the river. Amen. It'll flow out of your belly. I said it'll flow forth with a powerful move of God.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Spring it up.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Don't miss me, old shout.
All right.
Get a good thing about it, spring it up. But Chuck, he gets to spring it up in your soul. You ever seen people just couldn't hardly sit still for want to shout?
Oh, yeah.
Just seem like couldn't hardly hold yourself back.
Yeah.
Jeez, woman. I feel like it right now. Praise God.
That's it, Lord.
I know everything done in church ain't of God, folks.
Right, Lord.
Been a few times I've done things probably wasn't the Lord in, but I just got so excited about it. I just done it.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I climbed on top of the Bible stand for it to sit around. Somebody said, guys, lost him. I just felt so good. Hey, man, got to bubbling up. Hey, man, bubbling in my soul. I just couldn't quite hold back. I said, I believe I just get up and jump off. Hallelujah. Let me in there. Let me have a hold of it. Give me a hold of it. I want that power of God. I want that move of God. Let me have it. Elijah said, I ain't going to leave you. Amen. I'm staying with you. At the clock, I want a double portion of the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Old Jacob said, I'm not going to turn you loose to your blessing. I'm going to hold on here until the power of God comes upon me.
Amen.
My goodness gracious. Amen. I ain't never felt like that, preacher. You just ain't here long enough. You just ain't prayed long enough. After a while, I said, I hear you. I heard it up by Brother Doug Hammers one time. I sure did. Well, I'm trying to preach, you know, I'm just an old hillbilly preacher. Glory to God, if it's our people, so now it looks good.
Amen.
But Chucky, I got to feeling real good preaching. I do sometimes, you know. I feel real good right now. Glory to God. God help you, brother. Got to feeling real good. Amen. Brother Chuck, I don't know if you was there or not, but I hope you was. I hope you was. Praise the Lord. But I got over there, Brother Tom, and I was preaching. And a lot of them, like you all right now, they kind of looking at me. I'm used to that. Feel like I'm June bugging the chicken house. Amen. Kind of looking at you. And brother, so help me, Brother Tommy. I heard it just like the wind coming. Oh, in my spirit.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
And I said, I hear it coming. It looked to me like I was from Arsenal. Praise God. I preached y'all a little while, Brother George, and I can hear it getting closer. You know, y'all live on, anybody live next to the train track, you can hear it coming up that line.
Yeah.
Here it comes. Woo-hoo! Amen. I hear it coming. Hallelujah. I hear it coming on down the line. I can hear that wind just like the day of Pentecost. I believe they heard that it coming. Like a mighty rushing wind.
Hallelujah.
Can you feel it?
Oh,
I said, folks, I hear it coming.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on.
It was like that little boy, that servant went over that hill, and Elijah up there praying for the rain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He come back up there and said, you see? See nothing?
See nothing?
He said, go back down there.
Go again.
He got to pray again.
What's
he praying for? He praying for an outpouring.
Come on.
Yes.
The Lord, he come prayed. That little servant went down there. He looks out across the sea. He comes back. He get a little frustrated up. I don't know, he might have not. But he actually been me a pile of running back and forth. Running my legs off, preacher. Amen. Did you see anything? I ain't seen the same thing. Amen. Go back again. Oh, I love it. Don't y'all feel this in my soul? Amen. Here it comes back up there. He said, have you seen anything? On that seventh trip, he said, you know what? I seen a cloud like a man's hand. That old man of God heard it coming. He said, get down out of here.
Yeah.
Go down and tell Ahab. I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. Woo! Can you hear the coming? Hallelujah. He goes down to tell Ahab. Ahab climbs in his chariot. He said, you know something? I'm acquainted with that old preacher man. I'm acquainted with that old prophet man. And if he said the rain is coming, you can write her down. Amen. Oh my. About that time, then the big bunches of water and rain started coming down. Yeah! He said, look at that. There comes the rain. There comes the rain. And old Hazel is riding in his chariot. And he said, look at that coming.
Yeah. All right.
Yes. Yes.
That's that little bald headed preacher. Hey, where are you going? He outran a chariot. I tell you what it was. Rivers. Power God. Outpouring of the Holy God.
Woo! Woo! Come on.
Anybody know what he's talking about?
Glory.
Glory. Oh, heavenly. That night, Brother Earl. I can hear that coming. This is fine. And after a while,
it felt like it blowed the doors.
Oh, praise the Spirit of God.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't know how long I shouted before I looked up.
Glory to God.
But I was a swimming when I come around.
Thank you, Lord.
I waited from ankle deep
to knee deep. They went to swimming bars in a hurry.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, that river came up, brother.
All right, come
that
on.
River came up fast.
Oh,
no. Hey, I was up there, dog paddling, brother. I said, what in the world took place? I looked up, and so helped me 80% or better. Look out for the whole church. Dancing in the rain. Hey, the rivers were flowing. The God of God was moving. Hey, get me in there. Give me the power, God, out of your belly. Jump on red eyes of the living water.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I feel spring up. Unless you preach like it, he gets to bubbling up.
Yeah.
You can contain it. Pour you out a blessing.
You
won't be able to have room enough to contain it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
your blessing's not there. Just start pouring out. Now, let that old song. I'm a drinking from a saucer. God, my cup is overflowing. Hey man, got so deep into it, it just overflows, pouring out. Oh God, help me! I didn't quit.
Help us.
I don't mind.
God have your way.
Pray.
Have your way, Lord.
Lord, move.
Glory to God.
That way in the hand of God, you can't do nothing with it. Hey man, you can't stop God.
Amen. That's right, brother. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
You can't go down here to where and hold your hand and hold it back.
Glory to God.
It just keeps coming.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Out of your bellies shall flow rivers of living water. The Spirit of God just be gushing out.
Yes, it be God.
He's got a storehouse full. He take one out and just right back. He never runs out.
Amen.
Where's it all coming from? It's coming from the throne of God.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, glory to God. You know that river flows in the least resistant path, that low place, that place you get sometimes. You feel like you're on a snake's back. That river flows right down that place. Praise God, it comes right down to where you're at. Glory to God.
All right.
Oh, hallelujah. Bring it on, Holy Ghost. Pour it out. Let it come. Let it flow. Let it come in my soul. Hallelujah. The full God, my God, lift your hand. Magnify the Lord. Let it flow that's your glory. Let it flow in the Holy Ghost. Let it flow by the power of God. Hey, let it flow in your soul. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Go ahead, church. Let the Lord have
it. Oh, God.
Glory.
bank record. You're not going to bank record. Explain me where that come from. Hallelujah. Holy God, send it on down, Lord. Send it on down. Lord, let the power come on down. Let pour it out. Let it come. Let the power of God flood your soul. Let it fill you up. Hey, someone fill that river. Wash that damn right out, Sister Missy. Wash it down right out down the river. Where'd that doubt go? Where'd that what the devil said go? Where'd that go to? He got delivered when that river flowed through there.
Yeah.
When it got it, it come down to where? He washed it out.
My God, I
don't know. I think some of y'all just need to get in this river right here. Yeah. Hey, I got plenty of stuff to preach. Probably feel like somebody out in the river. My God, Sister Missy, this one. My Lord, have mercy. God's wanting to flood your soul. Amen. With the power of God. With the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Someone here last night made a new commitment. Amen. They're candidates for the blessing of God. They're candidates for the power of God. Let it come my way. Let me feel it, God. Oh, Brother Bill Houston told about that little girl. Brother Earl, just a little child, maybe 6 or 8 years old. Amen. Her daddy didn't like it because she got saved. He didn't like it, Brother Chuck, because she got a feeling of power of God. He said, ain't nothing to that. Amen. I'm going in, I'm putting a stop to that. And Brother Jason, that old big burly guy come in there, and that little girl got to shouting under the power of the Holy Ghost. He ran up and tried to grab her, and she had to shook him and beat him half to death. He took hold on to her. Her just a little child. He fell in that river and got saved. Hey, are you kidding me? You can't stop this river.
Hey,
you
come
can't
on,
stop
come on.
God. You can't stop the blessing of God. You can't hold it back. You can't stop it. He never stops working. He never stops working. He never stops working. When you don't see that he's working, he's still working. When you can't feel that he's working, he's still working. Hey, the river's coming. The rain is coming. The blessing of God, it will pour out.
Yes. Yes.
Holy Spirit,
do you want this river?
Lord,
you want to be a part of the blessing of God? Glory to God. God saw the people too proud to shout. Amen. Too proud to lift the hand of God. I'll tell you one thing. Amen. And some of them, I feel like the Lord, Brother Earl, instructed me to tell them, lift your voice up and God will help you. And I feel like the Lord said it. Amen. I said, no, sis. God said, lift up your voice.
Glory, hallelujah.
Praise
God.
Praise you, Lord.
Went home dinner and dried.
Oh.
Hey, man, last year's bird nest. Praise God. But I've seen a few of them. Like old Brother George here. Hey, man, sits in me. Let me have a whole tonic. If they don't want it, I do. Hey, God, you want me to do it? I'll scream my voice out. I'll jump up out of the can. Hey, I'm going to my God. I've got to have it. Let it overflow my soul. Let the power of God.
Hey,
feel me, Lord. Feel me.
Oh, shalom.
I praise you, Lord.
Oh,
my little brother-in-law, Brother Chad Mashburn, Brother Chad, one little church he had growing up was Baptist. Amen. They didn't believe in the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. Amen. But his little aunt did. And she was praying and seeking God. And he got saved. He got baptized in the Holy Ghost. Amen. With an overflowing experience. He was laying on the floor. He said, I thought I was kicking and a jumping and a going everywhere. He said, when I came back to, he said, man, I'd have given with it, wouldn't I? He said, no, you laid perfectly still.
Praise be to God.
He said, inside I wouldn't. Man, there's a river for it in there.
Praise be to God.
One night, Brother Raw, he got filled again.
Glory to God.
That's what's wrong with a lot of our people. They got filled one time and they quit going back.
Uh-oh.
I said, I come to get the Holy Ghost tonight. I've been preaching revivals. Brother Coleman, the pastor, got up and said, hand me your name to the Holy Ghost now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Somebody said, that's a preacher. He's already got the Holy Ghost. I said, I know it. I'm and he got speaking in tongues, and the service fire was over, and he's still speaking in tongues. And they packed him up, Brother Jason, put him in a vehicle, hauled him to the house. He was still speaking in tongues.
All right.
He said when he pulled up in his daddy's driveway,
come on,
two of his little friends was down there. And they took off running up in the rock quarry. He said, here come a little Howard. Said, Daddy, he went this, what's the matter? He hit his head or something? And old, I think his brother Rick said, no, get your Bible out and read the word, second book of Acts, second chapter of Acts, and read what happened. Right there's what happened. Lady back there on that bed, him speaking in tongues. I don't know how. How long he's laid back there, speaking in tongues, power of God upon him, river of flowing in there.
Lord.
His little daddy, he's a crippled man, and he was in there trying to wash the dishes. They got a little Howard in there washing the dishes, and old Brother Chad finally came around. He was in the wintertime, I think it's about December, I think he said, and he said in that kitchen he come, the power of God still all over him. He walked up and put his hand on his daddy. He said, my hands were just like ice. He said, I put it on the daddy. He said, get in there by the fire, son, you're cold. He said, no, I ain't cold. I'm on fire. Hallelujah. And old little Harry, they been the devil hardly knew much about holiness. He said, them folks were probably talking about you.
He didn't know he was talking about it.
Lord. That Chad went down there, went crazy. Got a speaking in tongues down there. He's crazy. He said, I didn't know that. He said, but don't let that discourage you, son. He said, what you got's a real thing. He said, you couldn't have faked it that long. Anybody here tonight? Look to have a river. Look you like to get it in your soul.
Come on.
Hey, look you like to come down like a great rain. Hey, man, put your heart, put your life with the power. Glory to God.
All right.
That's what I want to part of.
Yeah,
it's a blessing of God. Boy, I wish I had some voice, but Tommy, I'd preach. It'll be a sight for you. I just turned loose for God. Glory to Jesus. I feel right there in my soul, Brother George. And then get the bubbling up.
Oh,
hallelujah.
I've seen it bubble up right here in this church.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Hey, Sister Michelle, daddy had one night. But he got an overload over our one.
Oh,
I'll tell you what, that didn't bless my soul.
Yes, Lord.
You know, that's right before this beaver built down.
Yeah.
Called COVID. We had a revival here.
Yeah.
And God moved me on over
here. Yes, he did.
I'm telling you, Sister Mary, I feel the blessing of God so rich.
Yeah.
I feel that same thing tonight. I feel it right here.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I went to Brother Doug Hammer's, I think, after this one. After that, and preached another one. Y'all came up here. Yeah. Amen. Some of y'all came. You know what? Here's an old boy up here. I only shouted every service for all I know. That one night, he got to running. He got to shouting. He got to glorifying God. And old Brother Doug said, I guarantee it's probably been 20 years.
Praise God.
I said, get in the river, boys.
Come on.
Get in the river. Here it comes. Hey, can you hear it coming? I've been a praying for it. You've been a pastor for it. You've been begging God for it. Hey, it's time now. But wait, be a dude with power. Come on high. He'll send it. He'll send the power. He'll send the rain. He'll send the Holy Ghost. They're fire.
Hallelujah.
Jonathan, would you probably be maybe the least one to walk around and go? I'm just saying. I'm just trying to find somebody probably the least one to do it. Who do you think, Brother Jason? You're a pastor. I'll be able to put you on the spot. Oh, well, Brother Jonathan.
Come on,
he's my friend, so I can pick on him.
Jesus.
Lift your hand up there.
Yes,
God. You don't have to do nothing extraordinary. Just walk around and worship God.
Walk around. Yes, God.
All right.
Yes, God.
Nothing extraordinary.
Glory to God.
Praise God. That's reasonable service right there.
Glory to God.
Somebody said, I ain't done that in a long time. You should have.
We're out the Holy Ghost.
You should have.
Yes,
it's been a long time, preacher, since I got so wrapped up in it. I couldn't tell what time it was. I didn't care how much going on. I'm shouting out of glory, thank God. I'm feeling so good in my soul. How long has you got there? Well, just about the stream just about stopped up. Just a little trickle is all you got coming in the fountain.
Have your way, Lord.
You turn the fountain on and it's
have your way.
Something stopped up in there.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, boy, we got our water, Brother Earl, from the spring.
Glory to God.
We got our water from a spring. We pulled off a little old waterfall up there. Had a big 50-gallon barrel with a screen on top of it, salamanders and all. And that water come off that cliff, went into that barrel. We had another little screen, went in front of the pipe. We had a pipe buried in the ground all the way down off the mountain, into the house. That's where we got our water.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. And every now and then, Mama turned that water on. It wasn't hard to water. She said, that barrel stopped. My daddy's gone a lot trying to make a living, Mother. Oh, me and my mother. A lot of times, just my mother when I was too sorry. Just to be on the street, right? Now, the boy, you wouldn't believe that, would you? Amen. I wasn't sorry when I got older. Praise the Lord. Now, the boy, but y'all a little bit sorry sometimes, you know. Just keep walking up there.
My little mother go up there, and she'd start digging and cleaning all that mess out. Boy, she'd come back down and turn that water, full blast. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I'm preaching you. I'm preaching way too
hard. Come on, come on.
It just seems to me like, amen, it just seems to me like, somebody's turned the fountain on, over to your little prayer closet, and you said,
praise be the
Lord. Something like that stopped up.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
you know how it goes, preacher. I just didn't feel like praying.
Come on. You know,
I think I got in 5 minutes last night.
Come on, bro. Bless him, Lord.
I thought that's enough. I'd just go on to sleep. Drip. What's the preacher shouting about? What's he running around for? What's hope of the day you're going to get up like that? My Lord, that bless my soul. What got into him? He got something out of the water grinder. Please, God, I'm telling you right now, when he turned it on, brother, it's coming on out.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. I'm hoping, Brother Jason, I'm helping us.
Come on.
I know it's not quite quiet. I can just about hear that dripping. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, I like somebody in my little boy come down home. When he got up, he just went, and he rub his hand, and he rub his head. And then just get, I mean, look like having a fit, you know. I said, my Lord, he's got in the river. Hallelujah. He's going right out in the middle of that river. Wouldn't you like to see somebody say,
come on, come on.
Glory to God.
I always loved it when my mother got in. Brother Earl, she'd spin like a top. I never seen another cap in my life. Looked like her feet just floating on the floor. I said, my God, she's a floating down the river. Glory to God. You're going to have to get past that. You're going to pray through that. If God's in the river.
Amen.
All right.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. I don't know how y'all keep them
shouting out there. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Somebody here, amen, has got to get in here and pray until the flood comes.
Yes.
You know, she didn't say river. It said rivers.
Rivers.
Glory to God.
Rivers. Rivers.
Yeah.
Of living water.
Living water.
Don't I feel that? Some of them right here look like
hallelujah be to God.
But I'm hoping time of none they will.
Oh,
yeah. Amen. I'm hoping Brother Jason had to plunge out.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes, God.
Sister Donna, you like to get out of that swimming water?
Yes, sir.
No, I'm telling you.
Come on, brother.
I didn't even get past it. I didn't make it past the second page. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Brother, I don't have any gun. That's some over there. Some side notes over there. Praise the Lord. Over on that side note, that's that vision of them holy waters. Old Ezekiel saw it.
Yeah, come on.
Amen. He said that when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward and he measured 1,000 cubits, he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and he brought me through. The waters were to the loins. Afterward, he measured 1,000 and it was a river. And you listen right here. Not only was it a river, but did y'all catch the last part of that? It was a river
yes.
that I could not pass over.
Glory to God.
It's a river with no other bank on the other side.
All right.
Limitless.
Limitless.
Limitless. Well, I'll swim out here, preacher. Where am I going? Just keep swimming.
Amen.
I got to quit.
Bless you, Lord.
For the waters were risen, waters of swimming, a river that could not be passed over.
All right.
Anybody going in this river?
Bless
I feel like while I've been preaching, and I'm not preached out, I'm guaranteeing you that. Amen. But I'll tell you what, I like to give us a chance to get in the river.
Amen.
Somebody said, you know, you ever seen people scared of it?
Scared of
it. You ever seen them scared of it?
Scared of the river.
My sister was scared to death of water. They sit up there and put their toes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dab her little toes.
Glory to God.
What do you mean, bro? Praise the Lord. One day, we got a fresh swim in that creek, and she got out where she couldn't touch the bottom. She panted nearly. She did panic. And Brother Jason, she just went a little for the ditch, right? And she was floating on top of water like this. She said, hell. She was floating out. Praise God. I like that. Don't you? Old Brother Jonathan Roberts got talking about that. What's that old boy's name? I forget that old boy's name. Good to do you. Huh? Rodney. Yo, old brother Rodney. He said he come down to the pond, Kentucky, and there's a big old rock there's a jumping off in that big hole of water swimming up there. And he said old Rodney was scared to death to jump off that rock. All week, they've been jumping off that rock and enjoying themselves swimming in that hole of water. And old Rodney, he'd stand there and scared to death. And they come down the last day, they was going to go home. They told him, said, Rodney, it's your last chance, buddy. It's your last chance. You gonna jump? You better jump now, son. And I can't remember exactly, Brother Jonathan had to tell you the story, but he said, old Rodney got up on the edge of that rock, Brother Earl. And he prayed, oh God. I think he said, Lord, forgive me of any sins I might have committed. Lord, help me. I'm gonna take a chance. I'm jumping off his rock. Praise God. And he dove off that. When he jumped in, brother, he said, man, that's fun. I'm going to try that again. Amen. I tell you what I do. I ain't never got in like that preacher. I'm doing it tonight. Don't you wait to get any older. And then you get so old you can't shout. Get in while you can. Shout while you can.
Woo! Rejoice. Come on. Lord. Yes. Hallelujah.
Get in the river. I said, get in the river. I've looked up the river and it's still coming.
My Lord and my God.
Glory, glory.
It stood outside the river. And I said, listen now, I heard rain coming. And I looked coming across that field there at the house. And I said, look there, you see that water coming up that field. You better get in quick, boys. It's coming up that creek. If it comes up from Lee County, you can hold on to your hat. She's coming to rain. Praise God. Amen. You find it in your prayer closet. You surrender all to God. You commit all to God. Hey, you better hold on to your hat. It's getting ready to rain. You better get a hold of God right here tonight. It's coming your way. You said, God, I need it. You said, God, I want it. He said, it's coming. He said, it's coming.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just let the Lord have the way. I don't know what we should be doing. I don't know if we ought to be praying or just worshiping. If you need to pray, it's wonderful. Come and pray. But if you don't feel like you need to pray right now, just worship God. Let's just see what the Lord wants to do. Amen. Let the Lord have his way. God, I'm waiting down here. Praise the Lord for the hill that drives me. Lord of God, Satan, don't hold me across. No, Satan, don't hold me across. I'm waiting down here at the river. Will you come, Lord Jesus? Oh, hallelujah. If you don't come to my rescue, I'll be lost. Glory to God. Brother Earl, amen, let it wash over your soul. Amen, like a powerful river. Hallelujah. Little sister, let it get on you. Let the Spirit of God come upon you. You'll be glad that you did. You'll be there saying, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. It's a movement in this house.
Yes, God.
Oh, Lord. God, have your way tonight. Jesus, help us. My Lord. Oh, God, I don't know.
Holy.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, bless.
Come out on the name of the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. I'm waiting down here at the river. Will you come, Lord Jesus?
Thank you, Lord.
Well, the sand and all the water be across. Jesus, oh, say the Lord, call me to cross.